Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.
What a wonderful session that was with Claire Bleakley. I don't know about you, but I found her so very inspiring. Vaccine injured at the age of 11 and on medication with grand mal epilepsy. It's what they now call tonic-clonic seizures, in case you're wondering. Basically, serious convulsions following vaccination at the age of 11. Any one of these convulsions can be life-threatening if they happen in the wrong place at the wrong time. Not content with causing her this injury, our safe and effective medical system then made another error in her anticonvulsive medication and put her in a coma for 6 weeks. And this damaged her severely. It reduced her from a top-performing student into the lowest ability class in the school. Claire's heroic battle back to health has produced a real Kiwi fighter who is passionate about preventing pharmaceutical and industrial interventions in our crops and in our animals. God bless her. And she's coming back now to share with us her music with meaning. And we're going to start off this with her very first choice, which was the wonderful track called A Whiter Shade of Pale by the iconic Procol Harum. Well, that was Procol Harum, A Whiter Shade of Pale. Ah, what a piece of music. What do you think, Claire?
I just, whenever I hear that, it's a haunting, beautiful melody that reminds me actually of what it was like to be a teenager. You know, there was just something beautifully free and, yeah, I can't explain it. It just goes deep down into my soul and gives you a slight shiver and makes you, yeah, that organ is just so amazing. Yeah, so it really was a very haunting time for me in my teenage years, yeah.
Yes, when in particular does this throw you back to? When you listen to this piece of music, Claire, where does it kind of rubber band you right back into?
It rubber bands me back into when I was leaving England and coming here. The thing, it was that kind of moving through into a new unknown paradigm. It just resonated, and it makes you feel kind of sad. For me, it made me feel kind of sad about what I was leaving. But then there was that wonderfulness of thinking, where am I going? And then it tended to be played, because it's so beautiful, often through my life. And when you ask me what are my favourite songs, I think probably that one there, if I was going to say what it is, has the most poignancy for me, you know. I can't explain it. It's just beautiful.
Well, I'd love to hear from the listeners about this piece of music. We're talking about Whiter Shades of Pale by Procol Harum. I'm talking to Claire Bleakley. And we're talking about music with meaning. And I wonder what the listeners might have to say about that, because I've got a feeling that this piece of music, probably for those of us of a certain age, captures some really intense and poignant atmospheres, moods, feelings, almost without necessarily knowing why. I'd love to know what listeners have to say about that. Because I too feel the same way about this piece of music, and we are of a similar generation, you and I, Claire. Mm-hmm. We were growing up in the 70s as teenagers, it was quite a time. People talk about the 60s, but I think the 70s were also really amazing times. And I feel blessed to have grown up in that time. But A Whiter Shade of Pale, and alongside of the other iconic track and piece of music called Nights in White Satin, is the other one that really does this for me in a very similar way, actually. It seems to conjure up a whole period of time and an attitude and a smell and a feeling. And I don't know what it is. It's just, it's really hard to put into words, isn't it?
Well, actually, when you said that, it just reminds me of also when I first met Patrick, my husband, and it was that kind of where you hold each other very tightly and you are falling in love. I think it reminds me of when I was falling in love, and that security and just the beauty of it. To me, A Whiter Shade of Pale has much more meaning than Nights in White Satin, but probably because of where I was when I was hearing it, you know. Yeah,
and that lovely story of how you first met Patrick, really lovely. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to listen to the first part of this show on the replay, or catch us on Sunday afternoon if you're listening live on the Saturday morning. Catch us and have tea and muffins with Uncle Jerry on 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, and catch this program again with all the music right there. So, Claire, that was your first piece of music. What have you got for us for your second piece of music that has meaning?
I think if you're thinking of something that brings Africa to light, my mum just loved this. And we used to have an old-fashioned, his master's voice. It was a box, and it played records, and it had a spindle, and you could put two or three records on. And I remember mum just playing this, and it was Swinging Safari. And if you listen to it, it's light. It's just the most amazing memory for me. And there's just something about Africa in it. He really, I think it was Kampfert. What was his first name? Bert Kampfert. And he just, to me, captured that essence of maybe it was the 60s in Africa, you know, just a real amazingness. It was fun. And there's a freedom and a lightness. And he went on, and a lot of his songs had the similar lightness, you know. So,
well, yes, and this also has, I think, you know, you're describing a joyousness as well, aren't you, to the music that is almost irrepressible. You know, it just bubbles up, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. Even when I'm not listening to it, but thinking about it, it still has that bubbly feeling. Yeah, barefoot and running through just Africa. Yeah.
Beautiful. Taking you back to Kenya, Africa. Wonderful, wonderful. Let's have a listen to Swinging Safari. So that was Swinging Safari by Bert Kampfert, and reminding our guest here today, Claire Bleakley, about her childhood in Africa, running barefoot, and the incredible joyful sounds that remind you of Africa, Claire.
Yes.
That's a really interesting piece of music, isn't it? There's a bit of a history to that piece of music as well. And in fact, it goes all the way back to South Africa, because it's got many similarities to the Awimbawe piece that was used in all sorts of places. Originally, I think, done by the Tokens, The Lion Sleeps Tonight. And it's really very close to that. And of course, that was that piece itself. The story of this music goes a long way back, right to South Africa in 1939, and Solomon Linda and his song Mbubi, which was where the Awimbawe piece was drawn from. So there's this remarkable journey, as it were, from Africa out to the States with the Tokens, and then taken up and used by the Tokens in their way, differently, And there you are back in Africa enjoying this music. What a remarkable story of the musical roots, as it were, coming home in your enjoyment of this piece of music.
Well, it's actually very interesting because even though it's a white person doing it, there's a lot of Africa in it. And as you know, a lot of the slaves came from Africa and they went over. And so a lot of the gospel and stuff is harking back to that very heartbeat of Africa, the longing that we have to be free, to be part of the environment in a very beautiful way. The smell of Africa, you can almost smell the heat and the, yeah, it's just such a freeing song to me.
Wonderful, wonderful. So what is your third piece of music that you've got lined up for us, Claire?
This is The Life by Renee Geyer. It was recorded by Blurter, and it was released when I sort of first came into New Zealand. And so what it really does highlight is what was going on in that whole system. This is the life, lying in bed right out of my head. But you're not. You're lying down with somebody very, very special. You're just enjoying being in love. You're young enough to realize that the whole of your life is ahead of you. And really, there aren't many worries. You're just living in the moment. So I think this is the story of me finding true love and then living in the moment of it and realizing how freeing it is, because whatever your thoughts are outside of that, you become very selfish. You become, this is such a beautiful feeling that everything that's around you becomes beautiful. So when you're feeling beautiful and in love, everything is beautiful. Do you understand that?
100%. And I'm reckoning there's a few Kiwis smiling to themselves as you describe that. Did Patrick play on that one?
He did, yes.
So it's not everyone that gets to choose a piece of music about falling in love and to have the person you were falling in love with actually on the record.
Well, he had to be on the record. He's been on the record for many years now.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. So let's have a listen to, and if you want to know why Blurter was so important, again, go listen to the replay. It's all there. And if you're wondering what Blurter stands for, I love it. It stands for the Bruno Lawrence's Electric Revelation and Traveling Apparition. What a fantastic title for a group.
Wasn't it? Yes.
Just the title alone ends up, gets me rolling on the floor laughing.
Oh, yeah. Can I say that those people were really a culmination of creativity. Everything, all their shows were there for their children. They were wizards. Fane was a wizard. There were videos that played stuff. All the songs had people. It was really jazz, a beginning of a very jazzy type of music, you know, and it was very much Aotearoa New Zealand's music, because up till then, a lot of it had been imported from England and stuff. And I mean, we did have the wonderful Maori songs and stuff like that, but they were more tourist, da-da-da-da, you know. And I have to say, the people who were in Blurter were artists, and they were the best artists in every field of the way. Yeah.
Well, let's have a listen to This Is The Life performed by Blurter. Well, you've been listening to This Is The Life performed by Blurter. And Claire Bleakley, how are we doing? What's your next piece of music that you got lined up for us?
Take It Easy by the Eagles. Yes, this here was probably as I was having all my beautiful children, and it was just, it hit me. But when I first met Patrick, the Eagles came to New Zealand, and we drove up over the weekend and listened to this amazing band. It was just there. And I guess it's these, all the songs I've chosen are really the things that resonated with me at a certain time. And we heard the Eagles. And then if I didn't get back by 8 o'clock on Monday, I would be sacked from work. So we got a lift up, Patrick, me, Madeline and Fane. We all got a lift up to listen to the Eagles. And then we had to hitch back. And we got left in Taupo. And, of course, lots of people were coming back. And I can remember this car with all these hoons stopped. They drove past and then they reversed back, said, hey, would you like a lift? Luckily, at that moment, Patrick came out because he was coming back with us. And then they drove on. They realised that we weren't two sort of young girls standing on the side of the road. We got back at 6 o'clock in the morning and I had to go to work at 8. And it was just the most amazing. It was my first outdoor concert that I'd seen and it was packed. It was up in Auckland. I got home for work and I don't think I was a very good worker that day. I was probably half asleep. But it was a very interesting time. And Take It Easy was somehow, I just still play the Eagles. If I do feel stressed, it's like, just relax, take it easy, you know. And yet again, it's got that kind of, things will always be better and there's always a lovely rainbow on the other side of the problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you do get stressed, what is it that you do to soothe yourself or to manage yourself? What is it that you find helps you the most when you're managing stress?
I think music.
It is music.
It is music. But funnily enough, it's the music of this time. You know, I haven't really got into the new age music, like say the last 10 years of music very well. I enjoy it, but it's really, I go back to that, to relax with listening to music. So we do have quite a bit of music of all sorts. Patrick's actually gone into, he's probably one of the most excellent jazz musicians in Aotearoa. And he works beautifully with John Ray, who's an amazing drummer. And they have a band called The Troubles, which was started by Lucian Johnson, who's this wonderful sax player, the three of them. And then they've just got young people, violas, cellos, violins, saxophones, trombones, and they have this massive, beautiful band and just really, really enjoy that kind of stuff. So, yeah, because he's a musician, I can go and listen to wonderful music live as well, you know, so that's really great.
So just say the name of his band again.
That's called The Troubles, but he's got another one. It's Oscar Levin, and it's sax rock and roll. And he plays that once a month in Wellington at the Blues Club at Jack Hackett's. And that is just brilliant. It's just amazing. And so technically once a month I can get my dancing shoes on and go, and all the rock and rollers come out and do this amazing rock and roll music. And as a musician widow, or not a grass widow, but a musician widow, I've never had a partner really to dance with. You know what I mean? So here we go sort of jiggling on the side and we watch these amazing, you know, rock and rollers who've just got the dancers down. Yeah. So enjoy them. Yeah. So dancing is my, somebody says, are you a musician? And I say, you need an audience to be able to appreciate how good the musicians are. Yeah. And they always say, if somebody's dancing, people know that they're responding in this way to the music. So it always invigorates musicians to see people dancing. So if you're sitting there thinking, I'd love to dance, do it. It's really to say to the musicians, I really love your music.
Yeah. Yeah, I can remember a ferry journey between England and Holland. And there was this band playing on the on the stage on the ferry, you know, and it must have been like, you know, late at night. And my wife and I, we just got on the floor and we were the only couple dancing. And the musicians, they just were so grateful. You could tell they just loved it. It was just beautiful. It was just really great. So, yeah, get up and let the musicians know you love their music. What a great one.
That's right.
So
often you'll find that musicians, especially in the jazz world, it's like they're having this amazing discussion. And by dancing, you are listening to their discussion and you are going, I totally agree with you.
Lovely. So let's have a listen to Taking It Easy by the Eagles. So you've just been listening to Take It Easy by the Eagles. And Claire Bleakley, we're on to our last track together for Music With Meaning. And tell us what you've got lined up for us for our final track of music with you.
We've got Beautiful Dawn by the Wailing Jennies. Now, my daughter's, she lives in Tasman and she's got two beautiful grandchildren and they go to the Steiner School. But she's taken up the banjo and she introduced me to the Wailing Jennies. And I just love the banjo. It's just something that resonated with where I was at when you asked me. And so in this one, really, it's just, I just love the harmonies and the beautifulness of where we've been, the environment, the nature, everything. So Beautiful Dawn really just has a lovely theme to it. So that's why I love it.
Well, yes. And I've actually, the lyrics are really beautiful as well. I hadn't heard this before you recommended it. And the words are beautiful. I'm going to read some of them out now because they just really touched me. Show me how to love in the darkest dark. There's only one way to mend a broken heart. Take me where the angels are close at hand. Take me where the ocean meets the sky and the land. Take me to the place where I feel no shame. Take me to the place where courage doesn't need a name. Aren't they beautiful?
I actually, there's nothing more to be said, you know?
I think just that is the most amazing way for us to end this week's show, you know, to end on those beautiful lyrics with someone like you who stood up and the final words to me, take me to the place where courage doesn't need a name, which of course means that it's not exceptional. Everyone is doing it.
Absolutely. And thank you so much, Jerry. I've just really, really loved this. And it's actually really taken me to really looking at myself and just realizing the blessings to meet people like you, to have a place to speak my truth, really, and to realize the gifts and the blessings. And I just thank my family and everybody for the courage to support me and for the people who support me. So thank you so, so much for letting me speak.
Well, your voice is amazing. What you have to say is remarkable and so important. And on behalf of so many Kiwis, well, all of them actually, I want to say, go girl, go get them. And we're all behind you. Thank you so much for what you do.
Oh, kia kaha and mate wa, and thank you so, so much for just being who you are. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to, dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.